Cybersecurity experts are like diamonds. Everybody is panning for them. Meanwhile, the cyber threat federal agencies face are growing more frequent and lurid. The ISC Squared organization has helped thousands of people obtain cybersecurity credentials. Its managing director for North America, Dan Waddell, joins me now with a review of progress in federal cybersecurity education. And Dan, you're turning them out, but it doesn't seem to be enough for the demand that's out there.
Yeah, progress has been pretty slow, Tom. I mean, we've got about 114,000 members worldwide, about 15,000 of those members here in the greater Washington area. Many of them obviously are supporting the federal government in some form or fashion. And I think, you know, one of the things that we've always talked about, unfortunately, too much is the fact that we do have this shortage of information security professionals. And so I think you have to look at the problem really in two ways. One is we don't have enough. And then the folks that are actually doing the job, it impacts them tremendously as well. We these folks are working, 12-hour days. It's a 24/7, 365 job, and they're absolutely overwhelmed. In addition to all the compliance and the normal day-to-day duties that these folks face day in and day out, they also have to deal with the breaches that seemingly pop up every day. So I think we have to tackle this problem from two angles. One of them is the fact that we need to train folks much earlier in their careers and get them in the high schools and the college levels and get them spun up. And that's probably more of a long-term strategy that we're working on, certainly at ISC Squared. And then the other one, too, is the folks that are already in some other fields that could help pretty much right away. Folks that either have an information technology background or possibly backgrounds in other areas, such as business and finance. And one of the things that we really talk about at ISC Squared is the fact that we're not educating the cyber workforce anymore. It's that we really need to educate the workforce in cyber.
Is there an issue that a lot of the education and training goes into cybersecurity management and policy development, but not really the hardcore skills needed to combat the threats that are coming in every minute, every hour?
Yeah, I think you certainly need both. I think you certainly need the folks, obviously, that are on the front lines, the folks that are on the keyboards and looking at the screens and the security operations centers, and then you also need those folks at the top. And I think you need kind of a third person, really, is almost like a cyber translator. I don't think we have enough of those, and so because I think because we're facing this shortage, you're either put in one of two buckets, right? You're put in the techie role, or you're put in the managerial role. And personally, myself, I started out as the technical, and then they found out that I could actually put a couple of words together and form a sentence, and I was kind of dubbed the manager guy. But I think this idea of this cyber translator, especially when you look at risk, right? If you look back at the OPM breach. It was a failure of leadership, but it was also a failure of folks really not recognizing the problems that were there and how those problems would impact the mission. I mean, you had systems that weren't being patched for years and just these technical problems, but nobody at the top really understood what that meant. So I think, there's a need to have this, almost like this cyber risk officer that's able to translate the technical problems into the business terms to really get these folks at the top to take it seriously.
That idea of cyber officer, is that something that can be taught?
It can be. It certainly can be taught, but it takes a certain amount of skill and a certain. There's some soft skills as well, right? I think the communication piece is really important. It's funny, we had a recent survey with our friends over at KPMG where we surveyed approximately 50 federal cybersecurity executives, and these folks were, top tier. At least, I think the vast majority of these folks had at least 20 years of experience, either in the federal government, military, intelligence, and the consulting world. And one of the things that they really came back and told us was, these folks with the soft skills that were not did not have a traditional cybersecurity role, they really didn't see cybersecurity as their job. But they had some really, really important skills that could really translate and help. I mean, if you look at it from a breach perspective, if I'm an attacker and I want to get into an organization, I'm going to send an email. I'm not going to trick the cybersecurity professional. I'm going to trick the folks that are either in HR, which is typically the first touch point, or maybe somebody else. And so I think it's these people have these types of skills that can really translate. And traditionally, cybersecurity has always been a pure information technology play. I think we need to do a better job in recreating our training and getting the skills out there so that, again, we're training everybody, not just the cyber or the IT workforce.
We're speaking with Dan Waddell, Managing Director for North America at ISC Squared. And I want to get back to a point you made earlier about educating people younger and younger. Recently, I read a story, I think it was in the Post, very detailed story about how Israel, a nation that faces existential threats just about every day of its life, is developing cyber education way back in middle school and high school as a matter of national policy. What's the chance of that happening here, do you think?
I think it's starting to really develop. I know at ISC Squared, we have our international academic program, and we're talking with colleges and universities across the entire world. And we're also having discussions with folks about programs in the high school area. I think one of the great things about ISC Squared is, you know, the fact that we've got, you know, the best and brightest cybersecurity professionals in the world. And we actually have leveraged them to develop some great outreach programs to touch the kids and get them educated. Our program, Safe and Secure Online, which, you know, I personally have been very involved in here in the Washington, D.C. area, in Prince William and Stafford counties, by actually going into schools and teaching kids the importance of cybersecurity. And it starts at that level because, you know, these kids have these devices at a very young age. They live with them practically their entire day. So if you're actually in there and you're starting to educate them on why it's important, you're already starting to plant that seed very early on. And then certainly as they start to come up, getting them into the classroom and developing some curriculum that's designed around some of these very important concepts, such as security engineering, such as how to build an app. It used to be it took years to build a software application, but now you can spin one up in the cloud or a mobile app in a matter of hours. And these are the folks that want to do that work. I think if we get them excited at a very early age, it's going to help fill that gap long term.
And it seems like there's a gap between the security, I guess, consciousness and the programming skills teaching, because a lot of programmers are paid by how many lines a day, whether they get the functionality finished in time and quickly in agile development situations, and often the security in the code takes a back seat.
It does, and I think, you know, there's a tendency certainly to get it to market quickly, because that's when you're going to start getting your return on your investment. And I think, you know, a lot of the times when security is a back seat, it's kind of tacked on at the end versus, you know, being built in throughout every milestone and every gate as if you're really adhering to an agile or a very processed software system development lifecycle. And I think too, if you wait until you build security in at the end, it's going to be very painful for the user, because then security becomes a roadblock. And users are smart enough that they'll figure a way around it, and then you're probably in a worse position, because usually when they try to find another way, they're going to go to maybe a public cloud or a Dropbox, or they're going to circumvent your system, and your security is going to be even worse off. So yeah, it's a really good point, Tom, making sure that you're building very sound security principles into those applications from the very beginning.
And how can federal agencies and industry kind of cooperate in this initiative, because both sides need cybersecurity professionals, both sides have this educational requirement, and yet they can't really do the same thing. They can't collaborate too much, or it becomes collusion.
Yeah, there's not a lot of good news out there right now. We talked about the lack of progress. I think there are a couple of things that are coming out that I'm very hopeful. You know, certainly we're waiting, you know, hopefully any day now we're going to get a new federal CISO, and that person, either he or she, will be able to kind of quarterback across the agencies. I'm not sure exactly how much authority or accountability or budget that this person's going to have, but I think, you know, this person's in a really unique position where they can start to pull people together and work and collaborate. And I think there's also a lot of good work that's being done over up at Gaithersburg, up 270, with our friends at NIST. They're working on the National Information Security Initiative, the workforce framework. It's called NICE. For those of you that aren't familiar with it, they're basically rebuilding these specialty areas and these categories for cybersecurity professionals, so that when the government is writing these contracts and putting out to industry, they're asking for very detailed, listen, this is what I need. I need a security engineer with these skills and these certifications, and then industry can respond. And we're seeing a lot more proposals that are coming out for the government that are asking for ISC Squared certifications. Certainly the CISSP is probably the most known. But I think once that NICE framework gets rolled out across the board, both DOD and the federal government, I think that's really going to support that collaborative nature.
Dan Waddell is Managing Director for North America at ISC Squared. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.